Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. Sal Capaccio with you. Great Friday. Great Friday. Always in a good mood on a Friday, heading towards a good weekend. Looks like good weather. We're going to get with Patrick Hammer in one moment. But first, I want to tell you, Sean McDermott's also meeting with the rest of the Buffalo media right now, just at his weekly radio interview about, half hour ago or so, a little bit more than that. But he's meeting right now, and a couple notes with them, in addition to what he said with me. Ed Oliver expecting him to play, and James Cook as well. As long as we knew that, though, you know, because he's been a full participant, looks pretty good. Asked him about that. But Ed Oliver on track to play. And noteworthy, he says Tyler Bass will be their kicker on Sunday. Tyler Bass will be the Bills kicker on Sunday. So anybody thinking about elevations or somebody else kicking, doesn't look like that's the case. I mean, you could still elevate the new kicker and have Tyler Bass kick, but that's what Sean McDermott said. All right, we'll take it now to Patrick Hammer, who joins me for a look at this weekend's weather on the Western Hotline.
Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
We love Hammer Time here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Hammer joins me on the West Her Hotline. Well, Pat, we got through a few ugly days earlier this week in Buffalo, but I think things have been trending pretty well this week.
Yeah, and a quick little recap, for just 20 seconds about the wind you guys had at the game
on
Monday night in New Jersey. And I know that wind was a concern, and as it turned out, it really played a role with the missed field goals and extra points. We got to believe that wind had something to do with that, right? But it goes to show you that even a swirling wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour can really cause issues. And I remember you texted me before the game, and you're like, it's really windy right now. And I checked, and the airport there right close to the stadium had a wind gust of 50 miles an hour. So my point is, the wind did die down, and it wasn't as bad as it, you know, was earlier before the game. But, boy, it still played a role in the kicking game.
No doubt. It was a bit chilly, man. Down in the field, I will tell you, that's the one thing. People are like, oh, my God, it's a lot colder. I think the wind chill had to be pretty bad because it wasn't, like, super cold temperature. But I'm telling you, in that stadium, down in the field, the wind chill got pretty bad, Pat.
Well, yeah, it went from mid-60s that day down into the low 50s. And you bring in a wind, no doubt. There is definitely a wind chill. Something we're not going to have to deal with this Sunday, that's for sure.
All right, well, let's get to it. Looks like, from all indications, a nice weather pattern for this weekend. You tell me. And I also kind of want to take a look at this particular time of having a game and having this kind of weather and how nice that is in Buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I heard you earlier say it's been a month since we've played at home, and the last time we had a 1 o'clock home game was over 6 weeks ago. Hard to believe. And the weather on Sunday will be better than that day, which we played the Cardinals at 1 o'clock.
I was wondering that. I said to Yana, my wife, they go to the games, my wife and son, I said, I think it's going to be warmer this Sunday than it was for the Arizona Cardinals opener in September.
Yeah, it will be. And a lot sunnier. I think that day saw a little bit of clouds late because it rained the next day. But anyway, this Sunday looks, I mean, you can't write a better script for not only having great weather for tailgating and for play, but also showcasing for the audience who may be able to tune in. I mean, it's going to be a wash in bright color, and you got it's just going to be a perfect, perfect afternoon.
I love it.
Sunshine, a kickoff temperature in the upper 60s. We probably hit 70 in the first quarter. There will be a little bit of a breeze. Okay, a southwesterly breeze, 10 to 15. You'll probably see the flags blowing a little bit at the top of the stadium, but it should not be an impactful wind at all. But there will be a little bit of a breeze, but full sunshine, absolutely beautiful.
Okay, good, because Joe DiBiase, he was in here, you know, leaving his show, and he said, hey, I thought I saw maybe some higher wind gusts maybe on Sunday. I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, is that possible?
Yeah, there will be a breeze, okay?
Okay.
I just don't think it's going to be gust, well, certainly not what you had at MetLife on Monday. But it's, you know, you have a sunny, warm day this time of the year. That kind of condition can sometimes breed a wind in and of itself. So there will be a breeze, but I just don't think...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Could there be a 20-mile-an-hour gust? Yeah, there could. But I just don't think it's going to have much of an impact on Sunday's weather at all.
All right, so I have the official game book forecast from week one. Okay, yeah. At kickoff, officially by the NFL, at kickoff, it was 61 degrees with 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, there we go. So,
oh, my gosh.
We're already better than September 8th, right? And here it is going to be October 20th. Think about that.
No doubt about it. What are we looking at for the beyond that here in Western New York? So we have a nice weekend coming up. What about into next week?
Yeah. So, and then we're going to quickly peek at Seattle.
Yeah.
So this weekend looks stellar, both Saturday and Sunday tailgating, for the early risers. You're in the 40s early, 50s, 60s. And then of course, game time around 70, Monday, Tuesday looked fantastic. Tuesday, we're in the mid 70s. It's not uncommon to have a stretch of warm weather mid to late month. It happened actually last year, leading up to Thanksgiving leading up to Halloween when it actually snowed. But we had a weather pattern like this a year ago. It's going to be gorgeous through probably the first part of Wednesday. Wednesday, we're back in the 70s, but we finally get a little bit of rain Wednesday afternoon and then into parts of Thursday.
Seattle. Always a challenge to pick that Seattle weather, predict it, right? I mean, I can imagine like what meteorology is like in Seattle. There's this you know, narrative, I guess, that it's always rainy or cloudy. But, I mean, is that true? And is it going to be like that next week when the Bills go there?
Well, first of all, we average 60% more rain in Buffalo than Seattle, just so you know that. Seattle does get a lot of cloudy, damp days. But it is not as wet as you think, meaning their yearly rain total is not as high as you would think, partly because you have this big mountain range in the way. The Olympic Mountains kind of block a lot of the moisture off the Pacific as those storms roll in. But there's a lot of cloudy and cool days, and of course a lot of rainy days too. And this is the time of the year where it starts getting wet in Seattle. And I will say, it's way out there, but the long-range charts are pointing at a chance of rain a week from Sunday. It'll be midday Sunday their time.
Yeah.
The way, though, that stadium is set up, having used to live there, what is it, Lumen Field? It's got this really nice overhang on both sides, even though it is open air, and it's got a north-south face, or opening, I should say. So storms that come off the sound, the rain is often blocked by the configuration of the stadium. So it can be pretty wet and not have a huge impact there, but the wind can certainly swirl in there too. But right now there is a chance of rain for the Seahawks game, Bills, next Sunday.
Well, here's the good news. All Sunday games pretty much coming up, right? I mean, like, we can talk on Friday, and I don't have to ask, hey, what's it like, you know, in 3 days, and they play on Monday night. So you have a little bit better handle the Sunday games. Now, granted, some are West Coast, a couple 4:25s in there, 4 p.m.s, but it's pretty much all Sunday games, which is great. And I also, before you go, want to ask you about this El Nino. Is it La Nina? No, it's the La Nina, right? It's the weak La Nina. I don't know. What am I reading here about the long word? What we should be paying attention to as far as the long-term forecast?
Okay. If you use that as a gauge, winter weather has got a couple of variables, but the La Nina, El Nino, La Nada, whatever, does play a role. And this year, we're looking at a weak La Nina, which is very – I'm going to give you just a couple bullet points here. A, if you look at all the weak La Ninas, if you use that as your only guide, more of those winters have been colder and have been snowier than average. There have been outliers. There have been mild La Ninas, and there have been snowless La Ninas. But I'm just going based on historical averages. And I will say this, the setup is eerily similar to 2022, where we had a weak La Nina. We had a relatively mild winter with two major exceptions. And, of course, that was the winter that brought us the November crazy snow and then, of course, the blizzard. Do those events repeat themselves? Not necessarily, but the weather pattern has just got a similar look where, okay, the overall winter may not be the coldest ever, but there could be some crazy events thrown in there.
Pat, thank you for the very nice report for this weekend. You are everybody's favorite person. They all love you when you come on and give those kinds of reports. Just want you to know that.
Glad to do it. It's finally nice to have a 1 o'clock game to talk about.
And no doubt about it. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Bye-bye.
You got it. Patrick Hamer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Friday Extra Point show and head to the weekend.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.